Kelly Reichardt's first cow is told with the simplicity and restraint of a fable, and as with so many of her other films, it regards its characters with the grace and tenderness that the real world denies them. It is about America's past, but on a grounded, granular level. It reminds me of an anecdote you might casually pass over in a textbook, one meant to bring a human face to a larger historical moment, but that only takes up a single paragraph. The film actually begins with a present-day prologue as a woman and her dog, on a walk through the woods, uncover what appears to be a human skull peeking out of the dirt. She keeps digging and discovers a complete skeleton, and then another one lying right beside it. And with that harbinger of doom, we immediately find ourselves back 2 centuries in the Oregon Territory, with a group of fur trappers traversing these same woods. They have with them a traveling chef that they all call Cookie, played by John Magaro, and he's obviously softer and more passive than the dirty, rough-hewn men he's feeding. As soon as the group reaches a recently erected fort, Cookie sneaks away and comes across a Chinese man named King Lu, played by Orion Lee. He's running from some Russians, he tells Cookie, one of whom he killed in self-defense. They realize they can survive if they team up, and so they keep a low profile in a shack where King Lu is squatting. Then they discover that a recently relocated British landowner, played by Toby Jones, has brought with him the only cow in the territory. Cookie, who apparently apprenticed for a great baker in Boston, decides they can make some money if they sell biscuits and cakes made from the cow's milk, and so they sneak onto the land in the dead of night, milk the cow, and smuggle the contraband dairy back home, making baked goods more luscious and flavorful than anything else that's easily available. Even they know their ruse is a short-term one. King Lu's explanation that their biscuits contain a, quote, ancient Chinese secret, unquote, only has so much mileage, but it's the best they can do with what they've got. Their partnership begins as a consequence of self-preservation, and yet it soon develops into a genuine friendship. These men listen to and appreciate the other's hopes and desires. Theirs is a relationship forged on trust and affection, which stands in sharp contrast to the brutish men around them, whose currency is violence and confrontation. The common concern linking all of Reichardt's work is her characters' relationships to the earth, the friends who disappear into the woods in Old Joy, the environmental activists with questionable motives in Night Moves, the working-class people isolated by the vastness of rural Montana in Certain Women. Here, the verdant forests of western Oregon, lovingly photographed by Reichardt's longtime collaborator Christopher Blofeld, loom over and envelop the people living in them, an unforgiving place that also feels alive and full of possibility. In that sense, First Cow is a companion piece to Reichardt's 2010 breakout feature, Meek's Cutoff, the story of a potentially doomed 19th century wagon train that encounters hardships on the Oregon Trail. Both films puncture any picture book notions we might have of that oft-idealized era, focusing not on the valiant sacrifices and noble causes of pioneers and settlers, but the pragmatic struggles and mundane ordeals. At the end of Meek's Cutoff, the fates of its characters remain a mystery, but here, we're certain of the identities of those skeletons, and because we're confronted with their fates early on, Cookie's and King Lu's wistful plans for the future carry a suffocating sadness. That's indicative of our own country's history, in a way, which is filled with stories of ambition and grandeur cut short by fate or circumstance. Reichardt has more interest in those stories than in bold lives with tidy three-act structures. She very casually and effectively demystifies any remaining romantic notions of the American frontier, which have been further cemented by the sweeping epic imagery of films by John Ford and Anthony Mann. Clean-cut cowboys and sweeping vistas are the kind of visual shorthand that Reichardt has no time for. Her worlds are grubby and messy and tough, but they're not without humanity. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.